Sustainable fund managers point out that their investors are not overly bothered by short-term returns. People putting money into ESG believe the energy transition is not something that will happen over a couple of years, but a long-term trend that will mean their investments inevitably pay off. Oil majors may have been a good investment this year, they admit, but that will cease as deadlines for hitting net zero emissions near. Sustainably minded investors tend to be young and have decades-long investment horizons. They do not fret about a few years of poor performance. Social values give investors a non-pecuniary reason for allocating money and sticking with their choice, a rare advantage for funds in an industry where a competitive edge normally means lower fees. Indeed, Morningstar's data show that the greener the fund, the more likely it is to have enticed investors to stick around. The EU's Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation, a rule on climate investment standards, splits funds into three categories. Those in the greener bucket, known as Article 9 funds, enjoy the biggest net inflows in the third quarter of the year. Article 8 funds, sometimes called light green in the industry, have seen net outflows, but not as big as those from Article 6 funds, which have no sustainability focus at all. There are notably fewer banks and asset managers at this year's COP27 convention in Sharm el-Sheikh than there were in Glasgow. Perhaps that is because they have one eye on American politics, where Republicans are rallying against woke capitalism, none more volubly than Ron DeSantis, Florida's governor and a potential presidential candidate. Allies of Mr. DeSantis may have to grit their teeth, however. This year, greenwashing scandals and investors' relaxed attitude towards them have demonstrated an important truth, that there is money to be made from environmental investing. So long as that is true, businesses claiming to provide investors with the genuine, truly green article will not be going anywhere.